With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Work to get the Farm Workforce Modernization Act passed in the Senate continues as Ag Senate congressmen and women keep pressing its importance for ag labor. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the effort has been a long one, but current problems make its passage more important than ever.
One of the things that's happening at the border, as you probably know, we've had a very hard time with the Department of Labor allowing H-2A workers who have visas, legal entry, to come into the country, working through the Department of Homeland Security to be able to come in, go to work, and get vaccinated. It's the responsibility of their employer. They will not allow us to do that, as they did last year.
And that, Newhouse says, has been more than a little frustrating.
Because I think it was very successful, and these are needed critical workers that we have to have in order to produce the food and fiber that Americans are going to need. So I'm working as hard as I can with these agencies to get them to change their minds about this.
And with springtime upon us, Newhouse says there's no time to waste.
The work season is upon us. Farms need the help now. And these obstacles to getting people into the country are very poorly timed.
Newhouse says the bipartisan effort was negotiated over 8 months in 2019 with input from ag stakeholders and labor organizations. It passed rather easily in the House, but work continues to get it through the Senate. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.